This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
The top five at five.
I always run like I'm the underdog.
You know, we've been in this situation decades past.
New York's gubernatorial candidates make a final push for votes ahead of today's midterms. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the hammer attack on her husband will influence her decision on whether to retire. Former President Trump plans to make a huge announcement Tuesday, November 15th. A potential hurricane eyeing Florida expected to impact the Northeast. Jimmy Kimmel tapped to host the 2023 Oscars. Crucial midterm elections are today in the race for New York's governor. Candidates made a final push to sway undecided voters Monday, stumping right here in New York City. Democratic incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul says her opponent is just like every other Republican, fear-mongering and spreading lies. Here's what she told ABC 7, that her strategy is simple.
We have a lot of Democrats. They're energized. They turn out to vote. That's how we're going to win the election.
Feel confident?
I always run like I'm the underdog. It makes me work harder, and that's why we're going to win.
A Republican challenger, Congressman Lee Zeldin, needs Republicans to get out and vote and cross over votes in a heavily blue state. He says forget about party labels.
You know, we've been in this situation decades past. And it wasn't until New Yorkers united in the early 90s that they decided that they were going to take back our streets.
Zeldin hopes to become the state's first Republican governor since George Pataki won three consecutive terms. Zeldin has been endorsed by Pataki. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Monday that her decision on whether or not to remain in Congress if Democrats lose control in the midterm elections has, in fact, been impacted by the hammer attack on her husband, Paul, at the family's home in San Francisco. During an interview with CNN, Pelosi said that the attack on her 82-year-old husband has weighed into her thinking.
So I run to the door, and I'm very scared. I see this Capitol Police, and they said, we have to come in to talk to you. And I'm thinking, my children, my grandchildren. I never thought it would be Paul because, I knew he wouldn't be out and about, shall we say.
Pelosi is running for her 18th term in Congress. She was first elected in 1987. Suspect is in custody in connection with that hammer attack on Pelosi's husband. November 15th at Mar-a-Lago, the former president's estate in Florida. That is when former President Donald Trump said Monday he plans to make a very big announcement amid growing speculation that he's mounting a third bid for president in 2024. Trump appeared during a rally in Dayton, Ohio. He was campaigning for a host of candidates the night before today's midterm elections.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
The former president did not reveal the details of what would be announced next week. Again, the date, November 15th at Mar-a-Lago. That's Tuesday. Subtropical storm Nicole expected to become a hurricane as it barrels towards Florida. The storm system could also bring rain to our area by the weekend. Hurricane watches have been issued for Florida's east coast. Tropical storm watches also extend along Georgia's coast, as well as storm surge watches. Cindy Allspach is a resident of Venice, Florida, and she spoke to WFLA about preparing for Nicole while still reeling from Hurricane Ian.
I was seeing parts of my roof in other people's yards, all like two or three, four streets above. 70-75% of it, of the big stuff, is gone. So I think that limits the threat of that stuff becoming airborne.
The New York metro area may experience heavy rain and gusty winds late Friday into early Saturday. Jimmy Kimmel will return to host the 2023 Oscars. Kimmel, of course, famous for hosting the 2017 Oscars, during which there was a mix-up over the winner of the Best Picture Award. Kimmel addressed the controversy during his monologue at the 2018 Oscars.
Last year, about a week before the show, the producers asked me if I wanted to do some comedy with the accountants. And I said, no, I don't want to do comedy with the accountants. So then the accountants went ahead and did comedy on their own.
So the 95th Oscars will mark the award-winning late-night talk show host's third time hosting the awards show. 77 WABC News Time coming up on 5:06. And the 2022 Oscars featured one of the most discussed moments in the show's history, the now infamous moment when Will Smith, you might remember this, slapped Chris Rock on stage during the show. The incident, for which Smith has since apologized, resulted in the Academy banning the actor from attending any Academy event or program, including the Oscars, for 10 years from the time of that ban. All right, 77 WABC News Time, 5:06. We would be remiss if we did not mention to you that last night's record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot, it was delayed due to a technical issue, not with Powerball itself, but one of the 45 participating states. And lottery officials say on their website that the drawing will be held once everything is cleared up on their social media sites, including YouTube.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.